Under the bill backed by Wisconsin Right to Life and similar groups, doctors and nurses could ignore the wishes of a dying patient to withhold food and water, and transplant patients couldn't get organs or tissue from a fetus. Representative Therese Purcell opposes the so-called conscience clause, which allows nurses, doctors, and pharmacists to refuse certain treatment if it violates their moral beliefs. The Madison Democrat points out the bill could prevent a pregnant cancer patient from getting chemotherapy.
Basically, if chemotherapy is not beneficial, under the language in this bill, if it's not beneficial to the embryo or fetus, you will not be treated.
Representative John Richards of Milwaukee says the bill reverses a trend toward giving patients more rights.
If you sign a document that says how you want your health care to proceed, your wishes should be honored, period. This bill says your wishes don't have to be honored.
Doug Lauby chairs UW Hospital's OBGYN department. He believes some colleagues would use the law to refuse treatment without fear of being sued, at least in state courts.
Because of the divisiveness of the pro-choice, pro-life issue, this could be exercised perhaps arguably more often than in any other specialty.
Lauby says patients have asked about his personal beliefs in relation to their treatment, and doctors might get more of these questions if the law passes. Not only could healthcare providers refuse treatment, but also choose not to refer a patient to someone who would do the procedure. Sue Armacost of Wisconsin Right to Life says healthcare workers shouldn't have to.
Why would you want to protect yourself from having to destroy human life and then turn that patient over to someone who is going to do that? It's a very easy matter to find another physician.
If the bill passes the legislature as expected, it could still be vetoed by Governor Jim Doyle. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.